Trump warns U.S. military may very well go into Nigeria guns a-blazing over killing of Christians. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 1, 2025. President Donald Trump warned that if the Nigerian government continued to allow Christians in the country to be killed, the United States military may very well go into Nigeria guns a-blazing. In a post on Truth Social, Trump instructed the Department of War to prepare for possible action, adding that if the U.S. does attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet. Trump also threatened to stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria if the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians. If the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria, and may very well go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities, Trump said in his post. Trump continued, "I am hereby instructing our Department of War to prepare for possible action. If we attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet. Just like the terrorist thugs attack our cherished Christians. Warning, the Nigerian government better move fast." Trump's warning comes after he previously said that Christians were facing an existential threat in Nigeria, and pointed out that thousands of Christians are being killed by radical Islamists. The president also took action to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern and asked Representative Riley Moore, RWV, and House Appropriations Committee Chairman Representative Tom Cole, ROK, to work together to immediately look into this matter and report back to him with their findings. Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter, Trump said in a post on Friday. I am hereby making Nigeria a country of particular concern, but that is the least of it. When Christians, or any such group, is slaughtered like it happening in Nigeria, 3,100 versus 4,476 worldwide, something must be done. In response to Trump's comments about the mass slaughter of Christians in Nigeria, Nigerian Minister of Foreign Affairs Yusuf Maitama Tugger denied that there was a genocide occurring in the country. For the avoidance of any doubt, and out of respect for all the victims and survivors around the world of this unique and appalling crime against humanity, let the record show that there is no genocide, now or ever, in Nigeria, Tugger said in a statement to Newsweek. Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, a Muslim, has also denied there is religious persecution against Christians taking place, labeling it as a lie from the pit of hell. Breitbart News's Francis Martel reported that 11 years ago, in April 2014, Boko Haram terrorists abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Christian community of Chibok in northern Borno State. More than 90 of the girls remain missing. On April 14, 2014, the jihadist terrorist organization Boko Haram abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Christian community of Chibok in northern Borno State, taking them as slaves with little meaningful government action in response. 11 years later, over 90 of the girls remain missing. Many indoctrinated into jihadist ideology and forced to raise the children resulting from the systemic rape by the radical Islamist group. Rap superstar Nicki Minaj responded to Trump's earlier post designating Nigeria as a country of particular concern, and praised Trump for taking the matter of the mass slaughter of Christians in Nigeria seriously. "Reading this made me feel a deep sense of gratitude," Minaj wrote in a post on X. "We live in a country where we can freely worship God. No group should ever be persecuted for practicing their religion. We don't have to share the same beliefs in order for us to respect each other." Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has also brought attention to the matter of the mass murder of Christians by Islamist jihadists in Nigeria. "Officials in Nigeria are ignoring and even facilitating the mass murder of Christians by Islamist jihadists," Cruz wrote in a social media post, in which he shared a Reuters article about how over 5,000 people had fled from Nigeria into Cameroon after Boko Haram terrorists seized the border town of Garawa. "It's time to hold those responsible accountable," Cruz added. "My Nigeria Religious Freedom Accountability Act would target these officials with powerful sanction and other tools."